Welcome back to the Hair Healer Podcast. It's your host, Colleen, aka the Hair Healer. Can I just please say, this is the most Mercury and Pisces thing that has happened. Again, I talked last week, Mercury and Pisces, because it's in its detriment, mimics a little bit of Mercury retrograde. I just started talking, recording for 15 minutes. I was 15 minutes into this, the weekly awakening. And I looked down at my machine, my road coaster, and guess what's not on? The record button. And I wanted to just scream. I just started laughing, honestly. I wanted to scream for a second, and I was just like, oh my God. Okay, whatever. And that's what, it's not Mercury retrograde, but Mercury retrograde teaches us. It teaches us patience. That is so annoying. I'm sorry. I have like 10 million things to do tonight. Still, I barely have slept, you know, the whole grind. I'm not the only one out there doing this grind. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Which is exactly kind of like Mercury retrograde. You're just like, I can't do anything. I got to do this. I got to say it. I have a lot to say, but I'm just trusting that the universe did not want me to put out there what I started to say or what I was talking about, or maybe I had something better to say now. Or maybe it just taught me patience. I don't know. Whew, how is everyone? Thank you everyone for tuning into the Weekly Awakening. Please make sure you follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111. On Facebook, the Hair Healer Facebook page, and as well on TikTok, the Healer 1111. If you want to reach out, you have a suggestion, if you want to ask me something, if you want to know something, or you want me to talk about something on here, please feel free to DM me or email me at thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. All right, here we go. Let's jump into the episode. Let me tell you guys what I was rambling about or talking about for 15 minutes. Last week, if you listened to the Weekly Awakening, I was like, yes, I feel so good, even though this kind of feels like Mercury in retrograde. My kids were super extra. That was like one of the first signs. But then I was on a friend's podcast, and that was really great. If you guys listened to the episode, I talked about that. And then after, that was Tuesday. I dropped the episode Wednesday. But Tuesday, after I recorded it, the rest of the day became an emotional shit show for me up until the next day. It was unreal. It's like all of a sudden, right? These downloads, these things coming out of my mind, Mercury, my subconscious, Mercury, and like deep emotional stuff, right? Pisces, and especially the Jupiter world double bodied sign, everything was just like coming out. And I was just crying and I hated the world and all of this like fear was coming up and all of these, you know, the pain that people had brought me was coming up. And I also felt so tortured, meaning like I just felt like this tortured little like 14-year-old smoking cigarettes. I was just like, 14-year-old Colleen, I was like, I can't trust anyone. Why does this happen? Why blah, 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 blah. And then by Wednesday night, I cleared it all out and I was feeling pretty good and had accepted, right? I had accepted, you know, those things that I was upset about, I had thought I had accepted, but I guess part of me did it because it came out and I had accepted that that's the way things are. And I said trust, and I've talked a little bit about trusting. I don't know if you're listening to this show, you probably can relate because you can't relate to me if you don't connect deeply, you know, or you're not going to be able to understand me if you connect deeply, if I'm saying that correct. I meet people down to their soul. I see their inner child. I see who they are the minute I meet them. I connect authentically. I love to connect authentically, genuinely. And unfortunately, that does not always bring people back, right? Reciprocate. Oftentimes, you know, we have to reflect and we say we put out there and it brings back. But sometimes I'm trying to figure out why is it that I still put out there? And why am I still getting some of these people, right? And I'm scared of people. People scare me. I spend a lot of time alone. I've had some pretty traumatic experiences and one major one a few years ago of thinking I know someone to their core and believing who I think they are and believing my intuition is saying, and they turn out not to be that. And then it kept happening. I kept with a few people, like friends or whatever, not a few, maybe like three. I had these situations and this person and I'm connecting, and then it's like, you know, I mean, it feels like this horrible fire, like I'm caught on fire and just too much of that. I'm like, I can't take people anymore. I can't be around people that don't know themselves. I'm just too scared. But, you know, whatever. I'll find lots more people, I'm sure, but not a lot. I don't let a lot of people in my life. That's the truth. I really don't. It's a Virgo moon, Virgo rising, like very few people. In my personal life, I like zero and now, like one or two. And now it's become zero because I'm scared of everyone pretty much. But we're not going to go into my trust issues. I've come a long way with those. But what I was trying to get my point across is while this is happening, there might be just some big emotions that you just did not think were going to come, or feelings that are just really triggered in you that come out of nowhere during this time. But trust and believe that that is meant and needed to alleviate your soul, to get out. You know, these emotions that we don't get out, these traumas, these thoughts, these pains that we think that go away, they manifest in their body. That's what I believe. You might not believe that, but that's what I believe. So this week we have some exciting things. We got Mercury squared Mars. We have Mercury in Pisces, the double-bodied water sign, square Mars in the twin sign of Gemini. So in a way, this square won't be as horrible because it's an immutable sign. So a little bit changeable, right? A little bit easier. But what we might find, the general Mercury square Mars, right? War of words, war of mind, bringing aggression, more aggressive stuff coming to the mind. You know, so in general, right? This week, you might find a lot more aggressive drivers out there. People want to flip you off, people running around, things like that. That tends to happen because one of the things Mercury rules is travel. So that tends to happen during this time. This is definitely not a time to go looking for having a big conversation, especially one that's maybe in a negative way. It probably won't go out well. You may have some conflict during this time. You know, this tends to be when Mercury squared Mars, a little bit of a conflicting time, or you just might see it around you, surrounding you. It's also a good time to take action to your plan, to your mental plan, whatever plan it is. If you have a mental health plan, take action to that. A spirit plan, take action to that. A physical plan, take action to that. You know, it's the God of War. So, you know, take action, but also take some hiding too. Don't start shit, you know, and leave shit too, because this is a more aggressive time. If you're just, for instance, you're at a parking lot at Nordstrom Rack. I don't know why I thought that, probably because that's where I go all the time. But, and someone's fighting over that parking spot with you, just leave. Don't get out. Don't go fight. Don't. And take that, you know, literally as well as metaphorically, right? In those sort of ways, just try to escape that way. But again, if you're, you know, confused, if you got new projects, and, you know, take that momentum to really, okay, let me put that action plan, not only just to jump into, you know, Mercury square Mars for action plan, but we now have the sun and we have Venus in Aries. So the sun is exalted in Aries. It's happy in Aries. It's ready to take charge. We're also starting over the zodiac year. During this time, Pisces ends the zodiac year and Aries begins it. So there's this momentum, not only to spring start, but just to get things done, get things going. So we spent the last 6 months inside thinking of plans, thinking of how we wanted our life to go, thinking of ways that we wanted to take care of ourselves more, you know, whether physically, mentally, or again, just like, hey, I want this kind of job, this kind of career, I'm going after this. So this is time to take that action. What's your action plan? You know, we can manifest all we want. We can write things down. We can have vision boards and we can believe in ourselves, but, you know, or we can say, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But guess what? All you have is today and you need to have an action plan. So you got to get up off your ass and figure out how you're going to get that done. The energy is on your side when the sun is in there, and especially having Venus in Aries for the creative pleasures, you know, creative endeavors, not pleasures, creative endeavors, you know, okay, how can I take action to that? How can I get action? And right now I have Mars and Gemini in my career house. I talked about that. And even just with Venus moving into Aries, I'm feeling a very, like, my projects, okay, they're sort of like twisting a little bit, you know, the weekly awakening and changing and shifting. And I like, okay, I have some new ideas. What's the action plan? Now to talk about love with Venus and Aries, It's in its fall. It's not happy. It's in Mars's sign right now. It's the opposite of it. But so there may be a little more tension, a little more fighting, a little more arguing. If you're already kind of coupled up or in some sort of coupling, there just may be a little more tension. But also, that's not always bad. Let's use that tension for some good, some excitement, right? We know Aries, God of War, loves sex, aggression. You know, that's part of the thing. So maybe it's time to spice up your love life a little bit, right? Get a little freaky, you know, find something new, just spice it up, do whatever you need to do, as well as like maybe spice up the way you dress. I don't know, just bring some excitement. And if sex isn't your thing, then spice it up with, like, I don't know, go to iFly and jump out, you know, do something exciting, go for a hike, just something action and thrilled, because There's something about going out and getting things done together that can bring you back together. And that is the truth. I want to talk a little bit about the full moon that's coming on Sunday. Again, I didn't even really look into it. I was like, oh, crap, we do have a full moon in Libra. And it's opposite Venus and the Sun in Aries. So it's in one of Venus's home, right, in Libra. But when it's opposite there, again, there might be a lot highlighted of things that maybe need to let go. Let go of patterns, thoughts, ideas around relationships, maybe your own relationship to yourself, self-love or love out there, or what we think love should be. You know, we just had this new moon that was very romantic a couple weeks ago. I talked about that in Pisces. And now we got this full moon that's a little less romantic, but still somehow around love and romance, if that makes sense. But maybe it's more about what do we need to let go of? What do we need to bring up so we can be happier and be healthier in love, and not just in love with a partner, but what does healthier in love with ourselves look like, right? How do we get a healthy concept of self-love as well as love? So focus on maybe what's holding you back from that and write that down and let that go. The full moon, things come to fruition. It's a little bit harder. Our emotions come out, but we focus on what we need to let go of. Those things come out of us to let go. So focus around, you know, around that. Again, if you are happy in your relationship, that's fine. That's great. Okay, don't focus on that. But are you happy with yourself? Are you in love with yourself? Focus on that. Try that. So let me get into a little bit of my weekly awakening. If you paid attention, I was talking to a friend who kind of caught on to it. Someone has been inspiring the last 2 weekly awakenings in my life. I'm only telling this to those VIPs, and you're a VIP if you're listening to this. If you've listened every week and you're this far into it and you're still listening, you get a hair healer exclusive that only people that know right now are my mom, my sister, and of course some of my clients are it. My clients are my friends. I tell them everything. I started dating someone, and it's weird for me to say after being single for over a year. This is what I'll tell you about this person. They are not how I met. They're not how I normally met someone or how I normally have met someone in the past. They are a Gemini sun, a Gemini rising, and a Capricorn moon. There's an age difference. They are, it's a he. I keep saying they, which is fine, but it's a he. A significant amount older than me, which is fine. I like older men, and they have a business. And he has inspired the last 2 weekly awakenings in me. That's all I'm going to tell you about this person. You know, I have no idea what's going to happen. Again, I already tell you guys everything. It could, in 6 months, I'll be on here crying and telling you what weekly awakening I had or not, you know, or I'll be still happy 6 months from now. But I did tell this particular person that the way we met was very fated and destined in sort of that way. And I said, I just know about you. I don't know. But you are in my life for a reason, a season, a lifetime. Everyone comes into our life for that reason. But he's like but some people come into our life and they're a little bit more amplified reason, season, or lifetime. I don't know what and why, but he's already taught me so much. And again, I'm just enjoying the ride. He's taught me how to live in the moment, how to have fun, things I've talked about in the last 2 weekly awakenings. And this week, what I want to talk about, what he's inspired in me, is stop giving a shit. You know, we were talking a couple weeks ago and he's like, you know, when I started making a lot of money, when I stopped caring about making money. And you're talking to like the queen of manifesting. And I've spent the last 7-8 years manifesting my life, focusing on manifesting. I mean, I have new moon journals of years of things I've manifested. And to hear someone say, which I actually know that because you hear, right? When you want something so bad, you're still telling the universe you don't really want it because there's a resistance, right? You feel like you're not going to get it. So you're trying so hard. There's so many different concepts with manifesting and whatever. So I just was like, you know what? I'm going to stop giving a shit. I'm going to stop giving a shit about the Hair Healer podcast. I'm going to stop giving a shit about my career. Now, when I say that I'm still putting in work, I'm still doing the work, but I'm just not trying that hard anymore. And things have been good. And when I say not trying that hard, for instance, my Instagram, I've been building it for 2 years now. And it's frustrating, right? You got the algorithms against you, you got all this, you got, and you put so much effort. And I would be like, no, I have to, you know, make this post by 8 a.m. or it's not going to get that many likes, or it's going to do this, this, this. And the last like week or two, I was like, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to, you know, because I put it at this time and some days it still only gets like 60 hits. I don't know. So I don't give a shit anymore. I'm going to enjoy life. So I'm just going to start posting things whenever I want. And so far this week, I've done it and every one of my posts have done well. That's a very little generic example. But just in my career, the podcast, you know, I was kind of rushing to get the, not this, but the podcast episode out, the interview. And I was just like, I'll get it out. I'll do it. And you know what? I'm trying to figure out my career, but also not giving a shit. And I was on my friend Gina's High Vibe Living on her, on Awake TV, her show today. And we were talking about manifesting. And I think in the physical realm, you can manifest whatever you want, you know, but I also think in the other realms, there's a higher being, a higher God, source, whatever you call it, really calling shots or dropping people into our life or people placing the thing, kind of controlling the destiny. But with that being said, how much of it really is in our control and is not in our control? And I'm so curious, and how much is it? My astrology teacher is like, he always says he hates that new age BS where everyone thinks they can manifest everything, because you come into this life, each lifetime, with a purpose, a path. And he said, and there isn't any kind of manifesting that's going to change that. So that's always an interesting concept too. So with that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm giving up. Not giving up. I'm still doing everything I'm doing, but maybe not so much pressure, as well as, like, you know, again, my manifestations are thinking all of this had to turn out a certain way. One of the things Gina and I talked about on her episode today was just allowing it and making it more generic, right? Open. So now I'm telling the universe, right? It may not just be the Hair Healer podcast. It might be something else, but I'm open to whatever it is. You know, just, I want to help change the world of millions of people. I want to bring happiness and laughter and peace and love and spirituality to millions of people. And I don't know how that's going to look. I don't know what way it's going to come. And guess what? If it's not meant for my path either, something else will be aligned too. And so with that, I'm just like stopping so much pressure. I'm going to post my TikTok videos when I feel like it. I'm doing this. I'm going to post my Instagram when I feel like it. And I'm just going to start enjoying, because I think in the last year, the podcast, I've enjoyed it and I loved working, but it also became so, like, almost like a chore, you know, and it felt like a chore where nothing was working out. It felt like, which is also another, you know, and again, since listening to him and stop giving a shit about it, it all starts to just work out magically. It's all working out magically. It's kind of crazy in that sort of way. And it's been an interesting road. I think I was thinking, it's been 2 years now that I really started the podcast, or I started writing and I started putting myself on the internet, and I started doing videos and things like that, and I started creating the podcast. And I was like, I remember after like 6 months of it, I'm like, why am I not famous? Why am I not an influencer? Why am I not changing people? Why is no one listening to this? And now I look back at videos from 2 years ago and I was like, oh my God, of course, thank God it didn't go viral, because I look a mess and I look crazy. But I had to warm up. I had to practice, even though I have a general talent of talking, and I do, and being on camera and talking like that, like, I still had to learn. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to school for this, you know, for communications. I'm just doing this out of a natural talent. And so, you know, spirit, when I would think about that in the last couple of weeks, it's been on my mind. I thought, guess what, Colleen? You had to get good. You had to be trained, and you had to train yourself. And so, yes, and when you're building a social media in some way, it almost is like, I had to learn each year. And I'm sure I'm going to look back at this 2-3 years right now, and I'm saying, and hopefully I'm much further ahead. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God 2-3 years ago it didn't take off, you know, because look at where I was then. So we're always evolving and learning. And at the same token, I'm just going to be living and creating this beautiful life, but without giving a shit. Without giving a shit if it happens, it doesn't happen. You know, because the truth is, these are my dreams, but I'm blessed beyond my dreams. I have a happy life. I have two amazing, healthy boys. I've had a beautiful career that, you know, I've had a lot of amazing clients, a lot of great experiences. And so I'm lucky. I'm blessed. And if that's just what my life is filled, if my life is just filled with that forever, you know, behind the chair, the salon, astrology, and it doesn't take off in all my dreams, that's okay too, because I'm happy. And I don't give a shit. And I trust that my path is my path, whatever way that that's going to be, that's going to look. Whew. So that is my weekly awakening. Stop giving a shit. Whatever it is, right? Whatever feels like there's so much resistance going towards it. and nothing's working out and you've tried so hard, stop giving a shit about it and see if that helps. Because honestly, in my experience, since you said stop giving a shit about it, it's been really good. Even with clients, with things like that, I said, yeah, you're right, you know, and it's been really good. So I've been enjoying life. I've been enjoying the last month. I've been enjoying this person's company and just allowing myself. But I will say, no matter what happens, if you know me and you're listening to this, I can tell you I'm much more cautious than I ever was entering into any sort of dating thing with anyone. So you should be proud of, I'm proud of myself. You don't have to be proud of me, but that's a huge thing. And putting boundaries with my boundaryless connections, which I talked about back in the Weekly Awakenings a few weeks ago. So that's it. I hope everyone is having or will have a fabulous week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure you check me out on Instagram at thehairhealer1111. Please rate, review, subscribe, send this to someone. And if you, again, have anything that you want me to talk about, reach out. I love you all. Have a fabulous week and enjoy the full moon. Thank you.